Okay. So, you know, this is an example from the children's books that we have, so even children can understand this concept.
这个现在这个荧幕是我们在孩子的这个教导里面教的，所以连孩子们都可以理解这个概念。
Another way we can understand this concept is that, you know, through this diagram we have here, is that the pastor is teaching. Okay, so he presents the information, and this information goes to what we call the left lobe of the soul. This is knowledge, academic knowledge.
另外一张这个解释我们的自由意志的部分呢，就是现在画面上的这个图。这张图呢是说从牧师的教导，那这样的教导呢其实都是进到我们的左脑，这个左脑就是所谓知识的脑。
And the pastor here, I mean, you know, has to be someone who's properly prepared and somebody that's teaching correctly, teaching like with a system, and he presents the information to you.
所以对一个这个牧师，教导的牧师来讲呢，他一定是要花很多精神好好的准备这样的这个课程内容，知识的内容，然后呢再好好的用很好的方式教给你。
Now personally I think the best way of learning is what we call face to face. So you should be in front of the pastor if you can get to a classroom or to the church, and then you're there and everybody's, you know, it just seems more focused in a classroom or in a church environment.
而这样子的教导最好的一个环境就是在面对面的一个教室里，因为在这种时候我们的专注力是最强的。
Yeah, and that comes out in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25 actually, where Christians really are commanded to get together, to be encouraged by the word of God.
就希伯来书十章二十五节就有讲说，圣经特别的鼓励大家能够一起聚集来受到这个圣经的鼓舞。
But you can also learn by books or from the internet. You know, if you have a well-presented sermon, and like we send lessons out through the line on the WeChat, for example.
那当然，我们也可以在不得已的情况下啊，经由这个网际网络来得到这些资讯而得以学习。
Yeah, but you have to set aside the time for that. So every day, and it should be like a routine where you're disciplined. Like the soldier, you wake up early in the morning or something, or even late at night, if that's your best time, and you study the Word of God.
而在不论什么状况下，我们都应该要尽量的去建立这个所谓的生活的习惯系统，那变成是一个最一早起来，或者是睡觉前，就是选择你最适当的时间，可以非常规律性的，像是一个很棒的这个军人一样，把你的人这个生活有一个非常完整的属灵的这个时间，然后灵修的时间，让你能够天天的与神话语在一起。
Now remember the pastor's main job, in fact really his only job of the pastor,It's not to be running a church and to be running around hospitals and praying for people and things like that. You know, that's the job of people in the church. The pastor's job is to study the word of God and to present it to his congregation. That's his main goal.
所以对他们的教会来讲，那个牧师最重要的事情就是讲经，就是教导。所以牧师都应该是很认真的去准备他的教材，然后呢再用最好的方法让他的这个会众们学习到。那个什么去探访这个他的羊啊，或者就是去医院去探访病人，这些事情其实应该是教会的会众们要去分担的工作。那牧师最重要的就是要教导。
Going around hospitals and to people's houses where people are sick, that's really not the pastor's job. There are people in a church with a spiritual gift. Actually, you know, the gift of helps or the gift of prayer, you know, to help people and encourage people that are sick at home and hospitals. That's not the pastor's job.
所以对他们来讲，就是真正牧师就是教师。对于那些需要去探访的，去人家家里面或者是医院里面去探访的工作，应该给这些属灵生命很成熟的这些弟兄姐妹们来分担。
Yes, well, especially if the pastor's got a big congregation, there's always going to be people that are sick, or always people that need some encouragement. And the pastor can be going around all these people, he's never got any time to study. And if he's not studying, then his congregation is missing out on the great blessings of knowing the word of God.
因为如果呢，牧师花太多时间去探访这些会众，还有为他们祷告， 等等的这些事情的话，那这个牧师他就没有时间做研究圣经的研究跟教材的准备，那这样的话他就没有尽到他要教导这些会众的这个责任，那这样会众们所吸收到的神的这个教导就不够，那这样的话属灵生命就没有办法成长，就变成是这个牧师很大的一个疏漏。
So again, the pastor's job, he studies the word of God, and then like maybe however many times a week, if he has a Bible class, he presents the information to his congregation. And he can't force them to believe it. All he can do is present the information as truth.
对于一个牧师来讲，他每一个礼拜尽可能的，有像他们教会那个乡下牧师是每天都上课，除了礼拜天。礼拜天是那个主日嘛，那他其实每一天的教导呢，他只能够做到的就是把他准备好的教材、准备好的教学提供给这些会众，但是会众们是不是认真的相信、顺服于这些神的话语，那是会众自己要决定的。
Yeah, remember, the word of God is spiritual food, and especially if it's really good doctrine, that's like really good, nutritious food, like Bible doctrine, is good food, and it's like presented before you, but it's still up to you whether you're going to eat it or not.
所以呢，这些很棒的这个圣经教义的教导，就好像这所谓属灵的这个果子，它被完整的这么有营养的教材提供给了会众。但是要不要吃，这是会众自己的决定哦。
Yeah, the pastor cannot force you to believe the information he's teaching you.
因为牧师是没有办法那个压迫一个这个门这个弟子一个信徒，他要不要相信这些讯息。
Even God cannot force you to believe the information.
即使是上帝，他都没有办法强迫你去相信这些讯息。
If God could actually force people to believe what he wants them to believe, then everybody in the world would be believers in Jesus Christ, and everybody would be great Christians.
如果上帝他可以强迫大家相信的话，那这个世界上根本就所有的人都会是基督徒，而且所有人都会是很好的基督徒了。
Yeah, there'd be no unbelievers in the world. The world would be this perfect place. It'd be like heaven on earth, right?
对啊，如果这个神有会用这种所谓强迫的力量的话，那这个世界根本就已经是完美的了。
But actually, what it would mean is that nobody has freedom. The spiritual life is about freedom. You're free to choose the information that God gave you, or you're free to disagree with God.
但是呢，如果是那样的一个世界的话，那基本上那个世界就是没有所谓的自由了，因为所有的人都无法不相信。那我们属灵生命的基础其实就是自由。
Yeah, so you choose, and the diagram here, see the nous or the mind, the nous is a Greek word, means mind or your thinking. You understand the information in your mind, and then you have to say to yourself, do I believe it? If you do believe it, now this information is what we call epinosis. It's a Greek word, epinosis, which means full knowledge or higher knowledge.
所以我们现在回到这个左右脑。牧师教导其实是进到我们的左脑，在左脑里面呢，就是我们的思维，那我们的这个自由意志来决定要不要相信，如果相信了，这个东西就进入我们的右脑，这右脑呢就是 epignosis、epignosis 呢其实就是所谓的一种 high knowledge。
We actually call supernatural knowledge.
Supernatural,、有点
超自然
的知识。
This is the spiritual information which is in your heart and ready to be applied to the spiritual life.
而这种所谓的这个超自然的知识呢，它就是于是它可以进到我们心里面，让我们能够真正的把它应用实践在我们的人生。
Okay, now moving on, we actually have this graph as well. This is called Operation Z, which I taught last time I was here, I think.
那这个叫做 Operation Z, 叫 Z 行动，这也是我们过去讲授过的这个整个我们头脑接受讯息的一个流程。
Okay, so you have this in the line group and in the WeChat. We sent this through to you. But just quickly, we're talking about how the pastor teacher can put information into your soul.
这个图呢，那个 Tim 会再把它放在我们的群里面哈。那这个主要是在谈什么呢？就在谈最左上方的那个起始点，其实是就是一个牧师教师他开始教导我们的一些知识。
Yeah, this is like the mechanics. I actually say the pastor putting the word in, it's really God. God uses the pastor to present the information, and then under the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit, we have all the verses here, this puts the information into your soul, ready to use in your spiritual life.
其实这个应该是说这个牧师的教师的位置是上面还当有我们的这个神耶稣基督还有我们上帝他给这个教师牧师这样子的这个思考然后由他由牧师教师呢把这样的一个思想经由圣灵的一个主导交给我们的人的灵
And actually, I think I put the PPT file of this study. It's called the Operation Z file, and that's on the ibdoctrine.org website.
好，这整个有关 Z 行动的教导呢，在这个 IB Doctrine 这个是一个网址哈。英文字 I， 英文字 B， 然后 Doctrine 就是那个经义的意思，然后点 org 这个网站上面，你可以找得到这个所谓 Z 行动 Operation Z 的这个教导。
Okay, but the important thing is here we see the word plus V down here. Transfer by faith through the Holy Spirit requires your volition. You need to accept it. You need to accept the information. See, the Holy Spirit is teaching you.But if you say no, that information cannot come into your soul. You're just going to reject it.
所以你看啊，这整个 Z 呢，就是从最左上面的左方教导，然后到我们的那个人的灵，人的灵要记得是我们信了耶稣基督以后才会有的。然后这个人的灵呢，然后他再经过这个圣灵的引导，才进了我们左边的脑。左脑，然后呢，再经过一个所谓正向的意志，就是这边有个加 V， 这个是正向的自由意志之后呢，它才有机会进到我们的右边的脑。那进到右边脑以后，它才成为一个超自然的一个能力。
Okay, and what you can do, you can actually go through all the verses. If you follow the verses, it all makes sense.
上面这张图上面有非常多的金句，每一个金句呢都是跟那个 Z 行动里面的那个部分的行动有关的金句，所以你就会更能理解那为什么神要经由这些金句教导我们这些事情。所以这整个过程，你看啊，中间的核心都是什么？都是圣灵哦。这个圣灵一直不断的在引导我们，最后有一个正向的自由意志。把这些神的教导全部都放进我们的右脑里。
Okay, this is a big topic, of course, and we don't have time to review it, but again, if you go back, you can see the notes.
好，这是一个非常大的一堂课里面，好几堂课讲过的东西。所以呢，如果你们去到这个 ibdoctrine.org 的网站里面，其实是可以看得到一个 PPT, 它是专门在讲这件事。
Okay, but the important thing, you know, again, we're just emphasizing about your free will.Whether you accept the teaching of the pastor and, of course, the Holy Spirit, or you don't. This decides whether you live in God's system or the satanic system.
但这整个 Z 行动其实就是很，我们现在没有时间仔细讲，但也就让你们可以理解到，就是我们整个的头脑在圣灵充满的情况下，我们做了学习，然后这些学习呢，让我们还是得要尽我们这个个人的一份力，就是你必须要有一个正向的自由意志，才能把这个学习变成是你的一部分，然后你才能够真正的把这些学习实践在你的生命中，你的属灵生命才真正得以成长。
Because the Operation Z, which you're talking about, yeah, this is just this part here, and this develops All this thinking in your soul, this is the right lobe of the soul, this is your spiritual life.
这些正确的思维，神的旨意，经由这我们的这个正向的这个自由意志，才有机会进到我们的右边的脑。这个右脑的那个，就我们把它称之为，也是这个魂的右叶啊，魂的右叶就有这么多的事情可以发生。
And what you do see is like through developing your thinking, and what we call the mirror of the soul. So this is developing the doctrine in your soul. Like my past would teach what we call the ten problem solving devices. So you're developing this protection. This is protecting your soul from the outside pressures of Satan's system.
这些东西进到我们右脑以后啊，它其实就成为我们能够抵抗撒旦系统的一个很大的一个保护，因为我们整个的意识流都成，还有这个神的教导都变成我们可以解决我们日常生活的一些工具，那这些工具就让我们不再相信撒旦的谎言。
See, if you don't have God's thinking in your soul, you don't have that filter, so you're just going to accept anything and everything that is presented to you from the devil's world.
如果我们没有这些神的教导在我们的魂里面，我们就会变成没有一个所谓的这种 filter, 就是过滤器，我们就会变成没有过滤器，撒旦在这个世界上提供给我们任何的错误的讯息都会进到我们的魂里面，那我们整个人就是越来越糟。所以其实只有经过一个正确的教导，我们学会了这些神的这个律啊，神给的真理的律，我们才能够面对撒旦的所有的欺骗。
Yeah, in Ephesians 4:17, Paul teaches about this concept that without truth, you suck in the lies, like because your soul has nothing to stop all of the lies of the cosmic system. So without the word of God, you believe everything, and then you just become an agent of Satan.
所以以弗所书的4:17里面呢，那个保罗就特别告诉我们说，神的话语就是像是一个非常重要的一个头盔，让我们不会被撒旦的这些欺骗的言语所欺骗。
Yeah, that's called the vacuum of the soul. A vacuum exists, like there's nothing there, but it will suck in everything around it.
这个感觉就很像哈，那个我们的魂是空的时候，就很像是一个吸尘器嘛，它里面是空的，外面任何脏东西都会被吸进来，所以只有在我们的脑中，我们的魂中是充满了神的智慧言语，充满了真理的时候，那些错误的讯息就不会被吸进来
了。 Like these young children at these schools, and the parents aren't teaching them anything, and especially not from the word of God. So someone presents to them, you can be, getting back to like being gay or lesbian, or you can be transgender.And the child just accepts that because there's nothing in their soul to say this is wrong.
而就是我们拿孩子来做比喻嘛，他们小时候什么都没学过，所以当有人跟他们讲说，哦，你可以随自由变性啊，你可以当同性恋啊，等等这些事情，他们是没有能力去抵抗的，因为他们不知道真理是什么，他什么都不懂，所以听到了就会受到影响。
Yeah, but that's quite an obvious example. You know, for us as adults, the testing is going to be more subtle. But there's a lot of things that unless you have the full scope of doctrine, you're going to be deceived by things, just very small tests, and you're going to get it wrong.
所以讲这个什么同性恋性这个变性这个东西还是很容易分，对我们来讲是容易分辨的。其实还有太多东西其实是很难分辨对与错的。所以当我们没有一个完整的神的这个系统，我们就很容易被一些很左右模棱两可的事情所欺骗。
Okay, anyway, I think that's enough, all we have time for, so let's just stop there.
好，我们今天就在这边，先生的课程今天在这边结束，那我们可以稍微还可以做个结束祷告。
Father, so we give thanks to you for this information which provides protection in our souls.
感谢天父教导我们，有如何的来保护我们的魂。
Protects us from the devil's world, but also helps us to understand your great plan for our lives.
不只能让我们知道我们要如何的去抵挡这个撒旦的谎，也让我们知道呢，我们的神是有给我们非常好的计划的。
We pray that you train us in discipline and humility.
我们祷告神能够训练我们有一个谦卑的心。
Help us to understand the depth of your love that you have for us.
也让我们能够理解你对我们的爱有多深。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sarah.